Homelessness can often seem like an intractable issue, but as NWPB's Susan Shane reports, One Washington County is making progress.
Pay attention to the way you step right here.
I'm in a rail yard in Walla Walla. Matthew Kate is leading me over large chunks of scrap metal. We climb into a rusty rail car that's tipped on its side.
See, and then you would get right here. And this would be the area right here.
Oh, you go inside.
Now there's a bed right here.
Kate lived in this rail car's bathroom stall for around 5 years.
See, and you can tell I've been here before because of all the art.
The space is snug, just fitting a twin mattress. Kate stayed warm by lighting hand sanitizer on fire inside of a tin can.
It's just a perfect little cubby. No wind comes in. I'd set my burn can right here.
Kate's been homeless for over a decade, but that could change very soon. In the last fiscal year, Walla Walla County found permanent housing for 74% of the people who exited its homeless services system. That's according to Washington's Department of Commerce. That's nearly twice the rate of the state as a whole. When I asked people what was working, I got the same answer.
The collaboration.
It's been such a collaborative approach.
It hasn't always been this way. Megan DeBolt is with the nonprofit Blue Mountain Action Council.
I think before, it was like nobody really knew what lane they were in. Everybody was trying to do all the things.
But then the pandemic came, and the county's Department of Community Health began holding weekly meetings to help shelter providers manage the crisis. Representatives from the city, the hospital, and local shelters all joined. The meetings continued for 3 years.
That really changed the game, I think, and we stopped trying to solve every problem internally and recognizing each other for the strengths we each have.
That's Jordan Green. He leads the Walla Walla Alliance for the Homeless, which runs the city's low-barrier shelter. That means you don't need to be sober or attend religious programming to live there. It houses about 60 people, mostly in simple huts. Ricky Aguilar is unlocking one.
The design was just to keep the basic elements off of them, right? Not being wet, sleeping out in the street.
Aguilar is a peer support specialist who's experienced homelessness himself. He says this place is crucial.
If you don't have a low barrier shelter where folks can come and they're dealing with substance use disorder or mental health or both, how are they ever going to get help, right?
The shelters hosted visitors from several cities that want to emulate it. Hermiston and Sweet Home Oregon have already opened similar facilities. Green, who oversees the shelter, says its success wouldn't have happened without something you've heard about before.
The single biggest factor in making this work is the collaboration between local government and a nonprofit.
The city owns the land where the shelter sits, so the nonprofit doesn't pay a mortgage, utility bills, or property taxes. Walla Walla is small and tight-knit, about 61,000 people in the whole county. Money goes farther here than the west side of the state. And homelessness is far from solved. In recent years, the number of people experiencing homelessness has risen here, mirroring the state and nation as a whole. Providers fear the road ahead will be even rockier. The national political scene and the state budget deficit have put many funding streams at risk. But Walla Walla's focus on collaboration could likely work anywhere. A similar approach has had success in Houston.
So, come on in. They're just finishing up the finishing touches.
Around 2 years ago, Matthew Kate moved from the rail car to the low barrier shelter. Now he's touring an apartment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, it looks good.
Until recently, Kate didn't think he'd ever get housed.
Yeah, it's just surreal. It's like so surreal.
But if everything works out, he'll have a new set of keys soon. I'm Susan Shane reporting.
This story is part of NWPB's efforts to report not just on problems, but on how our communities are seeking solutions.